Well, I don't care what Satan has planned against me, because my Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. Watch this. Powers.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's take a minute and do that.
And we're going to be talking about fighting the spiritual fight, fighting the good fight, fighting the good fight of faith. So 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12, I want to clarify, fight the good fight of faith. But I want to clarify something, that nobody is going to stay on this earth forever. Nobody's going to stay on this earth forever. There's nobody that was ever born that's called to stay on this earth. Ain't nobody going to stay on this earth. You're not going to stay on this earth. Your father, your mother, your kids, uncles, your grammy, whoever. We weren't created to stay on this earth. We were created to die. Well, not to die, but that's because of the sin nature. But we're going to die. But we were created to live with God forever. And so when our body expires and our spirit comes out of our body, that's when we're going to be going to live forever with God. Now, God is going to create a new heaven, a new earth, and we're going to live on that. And we're going to be able to go back and forth, but that's another sermon itself. So anyway, so I just want to encourage you Christians that this world is not our home. This world is not our home. Revelations 21 and verse 1 says, I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth. So God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth. So everything that you're holding to, everything that you're trying to keep on, everything, you know, your nice car, your nice house, you know, and all that. And I'm not saying it's wrong to have a nice car, nice house. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a lot of money. I'm not saying that. What makes it wrong is what you do with it. When you stand before God, you better make a plan right now. When you stand before God, you make this plan. When I stand before God, I'm going to give an account of what I do with my money and what I do with all my resources. Not just money, but my talent and everything else. And what did I do to build the kingdom of God? It doesn't matter. God's not going to say, well, how much money you make? I had $300 million. I had $400 million. I had $40 million. You know, and God's not going to pat you on the back and say, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? So God is not Donald Trump. God's not, you know, he's not a billionaire. He's not, you know, whatever. He's not a businessman, if you understand what I'm saying. And I'm not knocking Donald Trump. God bless Donald Trump. And I mean that. But I'm just saying, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to give an account of what we did with the money. What do we do with the money? What do we do with our resources, you know, in terms of building God's kingdom? Do we give people rides? Do we this? Do we that? My daughter asked me the other day if I could bring a co-worker of hers home, or not home, but down to pick up her car. And she said, I'm just calling out of courtesy. My daughter knows I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? But she just called out of courtesy, just in case I could do it, you know. If I could do it, I would do it. And so we were driving this lady down, and she said, well, thank you for all this. I said, you know what? I said, God gives us things. God gives us things to help other people. The reason why God gives you things is that you can be a blessing to somebody else. And so anyway, that's another sermon itself, but we're going to be talking about fighting the good fight. Bam! Anyway, Revelation 21 verse 1 says, I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth. And I want to encourage you to understand that we need to build the kingdom of God and not worry about our temporal home. Our heavenly home will have no struggles whatsoever. Do you realize in heaven there's not going to be any need for a miracle? There's not going to be any need for any prayer in terms of, you know, I need this, I need that, or whatever. It's all going to be there. And you probably just got to think, you know, and it'll appear, you know. And what a wonderful, wonderful time that's going to be. But until then, Ephesians 6:12 says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Not what we can see. Not what we can touch. Not against our parents. Not against our friends. Not against our enemies. Not against flesh and blood. That's not where our struggle is. That's not our struggle. Some people talk about, oh, you know, my struggle is my father right now. My struggle is my mother right now. My struggle is my boss. My struggle. No, it's not. It's not your struggle. That's not your struggle. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, stop being mad at your in-laws. Stop being mad at your uncle. Stop being mad at your cousin. Stop being mad. You don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Well, what do we wrestle against then? Well, I am glad you asked. Listen, the Bible says we wrestle against principalities. Principalities. Chief warriors. Well, I looked up the word principalities, and it said chief and warrior, applications of order, time, place, or rank. What does that mean? That means that we wrestle against principalities. You understand that Satan has an army. He has an order. Satan's got lieutenants and captains and sergeants and corporals and privates and people that he sends out to do certain things. Satan got a plan against you. Satan has a plan for you. Satan has a plan to destroy you. Satan has a plan to destroy you. Well, I don't care what Satan has a plan against me, because my Bible says no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. Watch this. Powers. And that word powers means influence, authority, jurisdiction, power, or strength. So our flesh and blood is against principalities. Our flesh and blood, our fight is against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We have an adversary. We have an enemy, but it's not anything in the flesh. You know, not even Satanists. People are our enemies. They're not. We need to love them and pray for them and get them into the kingdom. Our enemies is what they delve in. You know, spiritual wickednesses and demons and demonic forces. That's our enemy, not flesh and blood. And so we wrestle against these things in high places, in high places. So the Bible tells us to fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. We need to fight the good fight. I want to encourage you. Somebody may be watching saying, you know what? I'm sick. And you're talking about, you know, me having all kinds of victory. Here I am laying up in bed talking about I can't move, can't get out of bed, can't, you know. I've been there, brother. I've been there, sister. I have been there. Many times I've been laying in bed. Couldn't move, can't move. I had gout so bad I couldn't even walk for weeks. Barely make it to the bathroom. Struggling. Canes, walking in the malls, in wheelchairs, those little wheel cart things that you drive around and stuff like that, you know? Pride, talking about, you know, you don't want to go to the mall, you don't want to go to Walmart, you don't want to, you know? And I just thought, you know what, devil, you're not stopping me from doing anything I can do. If I got to hold on to a wall, that's what I got to do. If I got to walk with a cane, that's what I got to do. If I have to drive up and down, you know, in these wheel things, whatever, that's what I got to do. You know, people come by, what's wrong, James? You know, I'm a man just like any other man. I don't want to, you know. I was walking down a hill one time, and I had gout really, really bad. I could barely make it. There was all kinds of snow. And I'm walking down this hill, going to my car, and this guy walks by me, and he says, hey, man, he said, you need some help? And the man part of me said, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. Thanks, man. I appreciate that, but thank you. And then I started laughing. I said, you know what? I said, ain't that the way men are? I'd have to be crawling. I'd have to be literally crawling on the ground, you know, before I'd ask for help. And he started laughing because he knew exactly what I was talking about, you know. And so anyway, so I don't give into that. The Bible tells us to fight the good fight. And the reason why, listen to me, the reason why it's a good fight is because you win. You win. That's the reason why it's a good fight, is because you win. That's why. It's not a good fight if you lose. It's not a good fight, you know, if you lose. Well, that was a good fight. What's so good about it? You lost. Well, I gave it everything, but you lost. Yeah, but I give it all, but you lost. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to say that, you know, if you're in some kind of a battle, you have to give it everything. I'm not trying to say anything about somebody who's lost or whatever, whatever. I'm just saying, it's a good fight if you win. And that's why the Bible says we fight the good fight, because we've already won. Let me tell you something. I know people have the mentality that, oh, I just leave the devil alone. I've heard Christian people say this. I just leave the devil alone. He leaves me alone. He doesn't. Satan does not leave you alone. Satan will not leave you alone. Satan will not leave you alone. If you leave him alone, he won't leave you alone. Satan likes it when you leave him alone. Because then he can move in, he can camp out, he can do whatever he wants to do. You have to fight him. You really, really do. If you want peace in your life, you got to fight the good fight. If you want to be healed, you got to fight the good fight. If you want prosperity in your life, you've got to fight the good fight. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of you know, preachers are teaching that it's just going to come to you. Like, you know, God's prosperity is going to come. God's healing is just going to come. God's, you know, whatever. Now, granted, it's already there. I believe that any problem, every struggle, anything that we're ever going to need is already answered in heaven. I really believe that. I believe God anticipated everything. God knows every... Listen, today is October the 19th, 2018. October the 20th, 2020, God knows exactly. You know, all my struggles up to then, God knows every... And from now until He takes me home, God knows all my struggles. He knows everything I'm going to need. Like, He really does. And I don't worry about it. And I know that it's already there. The answer's already there. But the problem is that we give up. Like, Jesus himself had to submit himself to God, had to submit himself to the Holy Spirit. God, Jesus said, listen, the works that I do, I don't do on my own. It's the Spirit that tells me. It's the Spirit that shows me how to do these things or what to do. You know? So the Bible tells us to fight the good fight, but the Bible also says that we walk by faith. We walk by faith. We walk by faith. Well, James, how come I'm not healed? Well, listen to this. How do you fight the good fight? How do you fight the good fight of faith? James 4:7 says this. It says, submit yourself to God. Basically, what that means is this. When you submit yourself to God, what I'm saying is this, is that you do everything that the Word of God tells you to do. You get every word that the Word of God wants you to do. My daughter was talking to me last night about the difference between prayer and supplication. The Bible says, in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. What's the difference between supplication and what's the difference between prayer? Well, generally what the difference is this. Prayer is when you go to God and you pray and you say, Lord, you know, show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do. I just pray that you would touch my, you know, touch my my son, touch my daughter, this is prayer, you know, prayer. Supplication, on the other hand, is coming to God with a petition. You know what a petition is? A petition is a piece of paper that gives you the right to get what you want. A supplication is a petition. In other words, I can go to God and I can say to the Lord, Lord, I have gout. You know I got gout. You know it's in my body. But your word says that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Your word says, you know, by your stripes I'm healed. Your word says... And so basically, you're not reminding God in terms of God doesn't forget, but what you're doing is you're renewing your mind and you're renewing your spirit and your, you know, things like that. And so that's what supplication is. Supplication is finding out what it says in the Word of God and going to God and saying, this is what your Word says. I come against this scenario. I come against this with the Word of God. And then the Bible says you resist the devil. You resist the devil. You resist the devil. You resist him. The Bible tells us we need to resist the devil. Resist him. You need to resist him, and he will flee from you. Hear what I'm saying? The devil will flee from James Ogden. The devil will run from Ramirez and Susan and Frank and Bill and Harry and Tom, and the devil will run from you. The devil's not afraid of you. The devil's afraid of the authority that you have inside yourself, and that authority is through Jesus Christ and through his word. He has to listen to that. The devil doesn't have to listen to anything but the Word of God. He doesn't mind, you know, it doesn't bother him if you go to God, you beg and plead, oh God, you know, I'm sick. Oh God, you know, I need this. And oh God, you know, I need that. And that don't mean nothing to the devil. The devil's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're crying and whining and complaining. When all the while God has given you the authority. But when you start talking like this, Satan, listen, in the name of Jesus, I come against you. The Word of God says. The Word of God says. It's because Satan has been totally disarmed. He's been totally disarmed. But the word still goes on. Satan will haul up on you on one of those great big tanks, man. He'll make you think he's going to plow you over, hoping that you don't find out that tank's only made out of plastic. You know, hoping that you don't find out that he ain't got no ammo in that. Satan is an illusionist. He's a liar. He uses symptoms and circumstances and scenarios. Well, James, you know, he ain't here using a situation, circumstance, and scenario on me. You know, I went to the doctor. Doctor told me I got cancer. I got 6 months to live. That's reality. That's there. You know, it's not an illusion. No, that's not illusion. The fact that it's in your flesh is not an illusion. The fact that Satan says, though, that you're going to die within 6 months, that's the illusion. But that's up to you. Whether you trust God's word or whether you live. You know, in the flesh. You got to trust God. Listen, my greatest fear isn't a fear of what the flesh can do to me, what people can do to me. My greatest fear is, am I going to believe the Word of God? My greatest concern, I should put it that way, is am I going to trust God's word? Am I going to believe God's word? That's what I'm talking about. That's what you should be concerning yourself with. That's where the real fight is. That's the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. What does it say? It says fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. It doesn't say fight the good fight of God. It doesn't say fight the good fight of Jesus. It doesn't say fight the good fight of the Holy Spirit. It says fight the good fight of faith. You know? A lot of people sit around talking, oh God, come please help me, God, help me, help me. Oh Jesus, 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 help me, Jesus, Jesus. Oh Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Why are you asking him to come? He's already here, man. Now I understand your love for the Lord. I'm not trying to mock you, make fun of you. I'm just trying to get you to understand something. God works by relationship. God works in relationships. God has given you power. God has given you the authority. God has given you the victory. Through the authority of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. God doesn't want you to fight the good fight of God because he's given you power. God doesn't want you to fight the good fight of Jesus because he's given you power. God doesn't want you to fight the good fight of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is inside of us and we fight the good fight of faith. It's the good fight of faith. It's faith. The good fight. So how do you do that? Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's how you fight the good fight of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You have to learn the word. You have to roll up your sleeves, man. You have to get into the word. And then you have to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, man, James. You know, that's boring. I don't want to do that. Well, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want the devil just to kick you around and all these kind of things? No. You got to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. I remember I would talk to my daughter. My daughter was going through something. My daughter would, like, at one point, she's like, Dad, I got no testimony. I don't have a testimony. You know, I've been saved. I've never drank. I've never smoked drugs. I never had sex. I never blah, blah, blah. I never, you know, da, da, da. She's never swore. She never lied to me, you know, whatever. And she's worried because she don't have no testimony. I'm thinking to myself, girl, that's the greatest testimony you can ever have. I wish. Man, it would be nice for me to be able to say that I ain't never had this, I ain't never done that, or whatever the case may be. That I would never ever have to overcome troubles or struggles or, you know, or memories of things that I did in the past or whatever the case is. Then all of a sudden she started struggling something. All of a sudden, man, she started going through something and I couldn't help her. Now, in terms of, you know, being daddy's girl, I mean, I just couldn't come in and solve everything. And the Holy Spirit said, James, you know, this is between me and her. She's going to have to, and she would come to me and she'd be crying. And I would say to her, I'd say, Catherine, it's the word of God. It's faith. It's faith. It's the word. You have to learn the word. And you have to, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You speak the word. You keep speaking the word. You keep standing on the word. And you will win. But it doesn't look like we're going to win, Dad. It doesn't look like anything has happened. I know what it doesn't look like. I know it because I've been there. You know. And people are like, oh, you know, but it's monotonous, it's boring, and it's this and that, and you have to repeat it. Yeah, you do. You do. But you know something? I would rather do that and win. Because if I didn't do that, I'd still be on the couch talking about, you know, can't walk because of gout and having to take all these. I don't take gout pills. I don't take anything like that. Not for gout. You know, I was on 5 different medications one time. Now I'm only on 1. And praise God, I'm going to be getting off of that soon. Hallelujah. And I shouldn't have been off it years ago. And the reason why I wasn't off it, I didn't get off it, was because I got comfortable with medication. I got comfortable with pills. But this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If God is my healer, if he's Jehovah Rapha, that's who he's going to be. If he's Jehovah Jireh, my provider, that's who he's going to be. I will not take the name of the Lord God in vain. I will not do it. That's another sermon in itself. But listen, God bless you. I got to go. I'm just wanting to encourage you, as teacher, preacher James Ogden, learn how to fight the good fight of faith.